In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Prayer to Christ the King. O Jesus Christ, I acknowledge Thee as universal King. All that has been made has been created for Thee. Exercise all Thy rights over me. I renew my baptismal vows, and I promise to live as a good Christian. In particular, do I pledge myself to labor to the best of my ability for the triumph of the rights of God and of Thy Church. Divine Heart of Jesus, to Thee do I proffer my poor services, laboring that all hearts may acknowledge Thy sacred kingship, and that thus the reign of Thy peace be established throughout the whole universe. Amen. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We are looking at My Catholic Faith, lesson number 97, Sins Against Hope and Charity. The image shows a bunch of the Israelites laboring, and the Egyptian master there with a whip, whipping, and so they're working very hard. And the caption reads, "There arose a new king over Egypt, and he said to his people, 'Behold, the people of the children of Israel are numerous and stronger than we. Come, let us wisely oppress them, lest they multiply.' Therefore he sent over them masters of the works to afflict them with burdens, and they built for Pharaoh cities. And the Egyptians hated the children of Israel, and afflicted them, and mocked them. And they made their lives bitter with hard works in clay and brick, and with all manner of service, wherewith they were overcharged in the works of the earth. And the Lord said to Moses, 'I have seen the affliction of my people in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of the rigor of them that are over their works.'" From Exodus chapter 1, verses 8 through 14, and chapter 3, verse 7. God still hears the cry of the oppressed poor. What are the sins against hope? The sins against hope are presumption and despair. When does a person sin by presumption? A person sins by presumption when he trusts that he can be saved by his own efforts without God's help, or by God's help without his own efforts. One who relies on his own powers, on his friends, or on earthly things more than on God commits presumption. He thus puts his hope on strange gods in competition with Almighty God. Such hope is purely human, not supernatural, heavenly, or Christian. Such hope is built on sand, as how many have found out to their distress. Peter thought he was strong and denied his Lord. It is good to confide in the Lord rather than to have confidence in man. From Psalm 117, verse 8. It is this human kind of hope, this presumption that causes one to expose oneself to occasions of sin in the belief that one has the strength to resist. Quote, "Follow not in thy strength the desires of thy heart, and say not, how mighty am I." From Ecclesiastes chapter 5, verses 2 through 3. It is presumption to commit sin boldly, pleading that God easily pardon sinners. Our confidence in God's mercy must always go hand in hand with our knowledge of His justice. In this way, even while we trust in our merciful Father, we have a salutary fear of His judgments. God wishes us to work out our salvation in fear and trembling. Nobody can be absolutely sure that he is safe from hell, that he will persevere in justice till death. What happened to Solomon with all his wisdom and the blessings God rained on him? Quote, "Let him who thinks he stands take heed lest he fall." 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. Another quote, "Unless you repent, you will all perish in the same manner." From St. Luke chapter 13, verse 3. We must not tempt God by exposing ourselves to sin and its occasions in the hope that God will protect and save us. This is presuming on God's mercy. We can be sure of God's help only if we try our best to do His will. Quote, "He that loveth danger shall perish in it." From Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 27. The greatest saints took as their watchword regarding sin, quote, "safety in flight." Flight from all occasions that might tempt them to sin. However, those who by their profession or necessity are compelled to expose themselves to even proximate occasions of sin must humbly put their trust in God. He will surely protect them. It is presumption to expect to be saved by faith alone, without attempting to accomplish good works. To hope to obtain forgiveness of our sins without penance, or while hoping in God's mercy, to remain in the state of sin and put off conversion. Our Lord said clearly, quote, "Seek first the kingdom of God and his justice, and all these things shall be given to you besides," from St. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. So I'd just like to perhaps recapitulate all this, bring all this together here. Encapsulate, I guess, is maybe the word I'm looking for. There are two ways to sin against presumption, and I see those, the Protestant accusation against Catholics that that we're going to be saved by our works, that would, if that were true, that would be presumption. So those who think that they can earn their salvation by their own works, they presume upon themselves, they make a god of themselves. But the Protestant idea that faith, that works are not necessary at all, and all that is necessary is to believe, and that in itself is presumption, because God will not save us without our help, but there is a virtue in the middle there. So both extremes are a form of presumption, presuming on God's mercy as we put all our trust in our labors and our work in our hands, or presuming on God's mercy as we do absolutely nothing for our own salvation. And so the dilemma there, which one is right, both extremes are wrong and sin against presumption. When does a person sin by despair? A person sins by despair when he deliberately refuses to trust that God will give him the necessary help to save his soul. Despair is an abandonment of all hope for obtaining eternal salvation and the means of attaining it. Despair is wicked because it is a denial of the goodness of God and his willingness to forgive. Cain was guilty of this sin when he cried out after murdering his brother Abel, quote, "My sin is too great to be forgiven," from Genesis chapter 4, verse 13. He is guilty of despair who believes he cannot resist certain temptations, overcome certain sins, or amend his life. Despair results in temporal as well as spiritual evil, because often those in despair commit suicide, as Judas did. When tempted to despair, let us remember that God is infinitely merciful, that he is nearest when our need for him is greatest, and that there is no sin that he will not forgive if we go to him with a repentant heart. To avoid sin, we may ponder on God's justice and the fear of God, but once we have fallen into sin, let us meditate on his infinite mercy. Let us remember that God is the good shepherd who goes out to seek his sheep that have fallen among the thorns of life. St. John Chrysostom says, "As a spark is to the ocean, so is the wickedness of man compared to the mercy of God." What are the chief sins against charity? The chief sins against charity are hatred of God and of our neighbor, sloth, envy, and scandal. Without charity, faith and hope will profit nothing, for God will not open the gates of his kingdom except to those that love him. Quote, "If I should speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but do not have charity, I have become a sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal." From 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verse 1. Every grave sin is a violation of charity because it destroys the love of God. Quote, "If you love me, keep my commandments." From St. John chapter 11, verse 15. Hatred of God or of one's neighbor is a special offense against charity. By it one desires evil or harm to befall, or rejoices at the misfortune of others. to desire death from a yearning for heaven in order to be remitted with God is not wrong. In order to be reunited with God is not wrong. The Apostle Paul himself sighed, quote, "Who shall deliver me from the body of this death?" From Romans chapter 9, verse 24, quote, "I am desiring to depart and to be with Christ." From the Philippians chapter 1, verse 23, "But to desire death out of impatience or despair, or to wish death or misfortune to another out of selfishness or hatred, is sinful." Sloth is a sin against charity, because it paralyzes the faculties of the soul. One who is ruled by sloth is too lazy to love God or his neighbor, because such love or zeal takes trouble. Sloth begets tepidity and indifference. Someone has said with truth that a great sinner may become a great saint, but a slothful person never. One is guilty of envy if one is bitter about another's good fortune, considering such as a detraction from one's own well-being. An envious man is sour against the good and holy, wishing he had their attainments, but taking no steps to improve himself. Envy is the sin of the devil, the sin above all that implies malice, the sin that leads to calumny, gossip, hatred, and other sins. The best means of overcoming envy is to do every good work possible to our neighbor, especially to the one that we are tempted to envy. There is no reason for envy. It will not make us any richer, more popular, more satisfied. Satan envied Adam and Eve, so happy in paradise. The Pharisees envied Jesus Christ, the wonderful miracles he worked, and his consequent great following. Scandal is given when we injure our neighbor's soul by causing or tempting him to sin. As charity helps him towards heaven, so scandal pushes him towards hell. Our Lord said that at the end of the world the angels, quote, "will gather out of his kingdom all scandals and cast them into the furnace of fire, where there will be the weeping and the gnashing of teeth." From St. Matthew chapter 13, verses 41 to 42. That ends the reading for Lesson 97, Sins Against Hope and Charity. Do we have any questions or comments? Okay. Don't have much more to add to that either, so we will end with the act of resignation to the divine will. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. O Lord my God, I now at this moment readily and willingly accept at thy hand whatever kind of death it may please thee to send me, with all its pains, penalties, and sorrows. Benedictio de omnipotentis, Patris, et Filii, et Spiritus Sancti descendet super vos, et maniat semper. Amen.